This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Authorities were evacuating homes yesterday as a fire burned in Evergreen. Flathead County Undersheriff Dave Lieb tells the Flathead Beacon that five structures burned in yesterday's grass fire. The Daily Interlake reports that at least one of the damaged structures was a home. Firefighters were attempting to prevent the flames from spreading to other houses, and a helicopter was dropping water on the blaze. Evergreen is a small community about 4 miles northeast of Kalispell. A former Flathead County undersheriff escaped injury when the helicopter he was piloting crashed into a lake north of Whitefish as he was dipping a water bucket to help fight a fire on private property nearby. Sheriff Chuck Curry says Jordan White was the only person on the helicopter and was able to get out of it as it sank in Beaver Lake at about 10:30 Tuesday night. He swam to shore. The sheriff's dive rescue team planned to try to locate and recover the helicopter yesterday. Curry says the National Transportation Safety Board and the Federal Aviation Administration will investigate the cause of that crash. The Forest Service says it's now spending over half of its total budget suppressing wildfires. That's the first time that's happened in the agency's 110-year history. USDA Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment Robert Bonney says Forest Service scientists predict that by 2050 we'll again double the amount of acreage burned.
And the challenge is that firefighting costs also expected to go up dramatically as well. And our projections show, and I think somewhat conservatively, that if we don't address our fire budget challenge, that the Forest Service will be spending perhaps two-thirds or more of its budget on fire by 2025.
When federal fire suppression costs exceed expectations, the agency currently has to transfer funds from existing programs. A congressional bill under consideration and supported by Montana's delegation would end this practice and treat catastrophic wildfires like any other natural disaster. Montana Public Radio will have more on this story this evening. Yellowstone County officials say a man whose body was found at the site of a 50-acre fire north of Laurel may have been trying to put out the fire when he was overcome. Sheriff Mike Linder says 66-year-old Leon N. Dudgeon died of smoke inhalation and burns. His badly burned body was found last week. He lived in the area. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. A special jury that had convened for an inquest into the May shooting death of a teenager at the hands of his friend has found the shooter committed justifiable homicide. 17-year-old Seth Culver shot and killed 15-year-old McKeon Schulte when the younger boy knocked on his bedroom window late at night. The Billings Gazette reports the jury ruled yesterday that Culver was justified in shooting the victim, who he thought was an intruder, and ruled the act was not criminal. Members of armed groups that call themselves constitutional advocates have arrived in Lincoln to support an owner at odds with the U.S. Forest Service over a federal mining claim. The group tells the Helena Independent Record that the mine claim George Cornack holds predates 1955 regulations that granted surface rights to the Forest Service, instead falling under an 1872 law that would grant both surface and subsurface rights to Cornack. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Helena is encouraging American Indian tribes to do more to reintegrate tribal inmates into reservation communities after they're released. Assistant U.S. Attorney Mike Lahr told Montana's Reentry Task Force that his office is helping tribes create teams of 4 to 8 tribal members to support Native Americans returning from prison. About 1 in 5 Montana inmates are Native American. State officials say 15% of Montanans lack health insurance, down from 20% 2 years ago. Montana's insurance commissioner says preliminary statistics show the state saw a net increase of more than 23,000 people with health insurance as of May of this year. Governor Steve Bullock told Native American business leaders meeting in Billings yesterday the state is doing what it can to address chronic unemployment and boost entrepreneurship. Jackie Yamanaka reports.
Bullock says this includes helping those who want to start or grow a business get bank loans or secure collateral. He points to successes during the 2015 Montana legislature to address those issues.
State government cannot be that obstacle to the right of Indian people to thrive as both citizens of our state and as citizens of Indian nations.
The Democrat told attendees at the Native American Development and Procurement Conference, it's unacceptable that entrepreneurs have to leave the reservation to find prosperity. Bullock wants reservation residents and communities to enjoy the same low unemployment and economic health the rest of the state is currently enjoying.
It's unacceptable to me that Native communities in Montana, or anywhere for that matter, often don't see the full benefits of our state's prosperity. We can't have statewide economic prosperity without economic prosperity in Indian country as well.
The conference continues through Thursday. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
Albino deer sightings are increasing in an area about 85 miles north of Billings between Roundup and Millstone. The Billings Gazette reports white deer have been reported in Musselshell County before, but Undersheriff Aaron Edwards says this is the first time the animals have been seen and photographed so often. A 1989 statistic says the genetic abnormality occurs once in every half million deer births, but a 2010 figure has that number at about one in every 20,000. In 1997, the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department made it illegal to hunt albino deer in a small portion of Golden Valley County at a landowner's request. That restriction, however, was lifted last year. Anyone living near the closed Columbia Falls Aluminum Company smelter had a chance last night to help the Environmental Protection Agency determine whether the plant belongs on the list of sites eligible for Superfund cleanup funds. Cynthia Peterson with the EPA says government agencies and the plant's owners are just beginning to discuss how the plant can be decontaminated and converted to some other use.
We are negotiating to come to a legally binding agreement on moving forward with an investigation about the site to understand the nature and extent of contamination. And information that folks have related to that investigation would be helpful to us.
The plant opened in the mid-1950s and produced aluminum for a half century until falling metal prices and rising electricity rates made it too expensive to operate. The site is believed to be contaminated with various metals as well as cyanide and fluoride. A cleanup effort on Lower Silverbow Creek is now complete with the removal of 5.8 million cubic yards of tailings and contaminated dirt. The Montana Standard reports Montana's Department of Environmental Quality diverted 26 miles of the creek to begin work on the stream bed and bank with the support of the Environmental Protection Agency. Governor Bullock and other officials toured the area yesterday. Thanks for listening.